What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to I'm a Bass Hole. My name's Doug Bass. We are back here in the studio. We got a great show for you guys today. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube at Doug Bass Comedy, Bass Hole Show, Instagram at Bass Hole Show. Subscribe to the YouTube videos. The full videos are on YouTube. And don't forget to download the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. We have Bass Holes in the studio today. We have Rob DeRocha at Robbie DeRoach and Rachel D at Rachel D Comedy joining us. You know, we're doing it live today. We haven't done this in a while, but we're going live. We're doing it live. We're going to talk about the Academy Awards today and what assholes were there and whatnot. So join us. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Today is the Academy Awards, assholes. Woo! Rob and Rachel, how are you guys?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to start this show again, man.
Yeah,
finally,
right?
We took a big hiatus.
We did. Welcome, Rachel D, to the show. Rachel,
how are you? Thank you. Good, I'm all
right. I like it. Female perspective. That's perfect.
It's
we
perfect,
need that.
Right?
We need that for the show.
We do. Yeah. We do need it for the show.
Plus, she kills it on the actual live shows. So.
Aw, shucks.
Yes.
You're just making up for all the shit you said before we started. I appreciate that, though.
The live shows? Yeah.
No, you did kill it. No, you crushed it. You really fucking hilarious.
Yeah, man. We have fun together.
Yeah, it's Rob good. And Ray, if you have not been to one of the live shows at the Hollywood Improv, Rob and Rachel are part of the panel that judge all the bassholes that are there telling their a-hole stories, and they do a great job. Yes, along with Dr. Wiener, who's not here today, but he'll join us remotely at some point.
Remotely? You can't afford to get him here?
Well, he's very busy. You know, he's got clients and all that stuff. You
know? He's got clients. Okay.
He's just like out on Hollywood Boulevard.
He's out on
like...
Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would never hire him because of the way he looks. That's
that's asshole right there. What do you mean? The
with
way
his
he looks.
Hair, his hair, the
oh
hair, the wig.
God.
It looks so bad.
All right. Well, it is back. We are back. We are live. No one's watching us live, but that's fine because you know what? That means we can fuck up and do whatever we want.
And we can't get canceled.
Well, we can get canceled because it's live, so there'll be a live version out there. But if we say something that we think might cancel us, I can always go back and edit it for the other version. But the live version will always exist. So.
Right. So shouldn't say the N-word.
Yeah, that's not we don't do that on this show,
okay.
Rob. Come on.
All right.
Jesus. All right. Well, it's good to have you guys here in the studio. Thanks for coming out. Yeah, it was the Oscars, the Academy Awards yesterday. Did you guys watch the Academy Awards?
I watched like a little bit of. I caught like the last like maybe 45 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was mostly just like watching what women were wearing and judging them for it.
That's what a lot of people do, right?
Yeah.
They judge. Yeah. They judge.
Very judgy. The entire thing's judgy.
No, I mean, it was fun to see like dudes getting into it too and trying to be fancy and looking like shit. So
Yeah. There was like a lot of. There wasn't really controversy. There was a little bit, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, compared to last year, the slap, you really can't.
Yeah,
that's something that will never happen again.
It'll never happen again. But here's the thing: like, there's always something great that happens, like weird or crazy like that. But it's like every 3 years. Like what was it? Three, four years ago when they fucked up the Best Picture. Remember that?
Oh yeah, that was Jimmy Kimmel as well.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. But it's like you can't count on watching the Oscars every year, waiting for some weird or crazy thing to happen. It's gonna happen every 3 or 4 years. You know, that's what you gotta hope for. You know, you tune in.
I didn't watch it at all. I'm just going to be honest.
Oh, my God. What an asshole.
I read about it, and I
said,
like,
Rob, we're going to cover the Oscars.
I've seen clips. I've seen clips. I did my research, and I just got the cliff notes.
Yeah.
I got the Hugh Grant, the girl with the white
right
outfit with the that was
all
blocking.
Right, well, we're going to go over some of that.
Yeah.
I mean, let's I mean, Rob is one of the perfect people to have on the show to talk about Oscars and movies because he's a big critic, I think, when it comes to films. But he never.
I went to film school.
But he never watches any of the movies at all.
No, I don't watch
that movie's horrible. I mean, did you see it? No, I didn't see it.
I don't watch the movie. Oh, excuse me, Violent Night. Is that an Oscar?
No, I'm not saying it got an Oscar, but I said it would do well at the box office, and now they're making a sequel. They're making a sequel.
Doesn't mean it was great.
It means if enough people went to warrant putting
out
more money.
They make sequels for porn. It doesn't really matter. Come on now.
There's a demand for it.
A demand for Violent Night.
Yeah, there is.
Entertaining and what is good art seems to be like two separate things at this point.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, well, let's start. Yeah, let's go through some of the Oscar stuff, I guess. Should we start? I don't know.
This is probably the first year I didn't like. What were the Best Picture nominations? Like, it was Everything know. Everywhere All at Once. I know.
So
won,
the Best
whatever.
Picture nominations were All Quiet on the Western Front.
Right.
Avatar 2, The Banshees of Inisherin.
I saw that.
I saw that too.
Yeah, I liked it.
We saw that one.
Oh, yeah.
I never
saw that. Elvis, I saw that.
I saw Elvis.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, which won Best Picture. That.
Right.
The Fablemans, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Triangle of Sadness.
Maverick I saw.
And Women Talking. So there's a lot.
No one saw Women Talking. I think it was the title of the
film. There's enough of that going on already.
I saw a man sleeping while women talking. That's about it.
Well, first of all, I mean, all right, Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture. I did not see that.
No.
The only ones I saw were Top Gun, Avatar, and Elvis. That's it.
So, and Elvis was amazing. I loved it.
I think the only reason I continued watching Elvis because I was on a plane when I was watching it. And I was like, all right, I'm stuck here to watch this. I might as well finish it.
That's a great review for a movie. I was stuck on a plane, so I had to finish watching this movie.
That's fair, actually, because I started watching Elvis, and I got
And you didn't finish
And
it,
you
right?
jumped off the
tired.
Plane.
Yeah, it was like, I just parachuted out. I
don't know who you guys were rooting for Best Picture, but I was definitely rooting for Top Gun Maverick for Best Picture.
You thought that deserved Best Picture?
I did actually this year. This year, I think they should have given it to Top Gun because you know what? Everyone saw that. First of all, they always nominate one action movie or like something like crazy like that for Best Picture. Everyone always knows it's not going to win. But this year, that fucking movie saved the entertainment business. Everyone went to go see it. It was good. It was entertaining. And, it killed, I thought. And I was like, why not? One fucking year, the Academy, give it to fucking, the most popular action movie, Tom Cruise, whatever.
Yeah, but this isn't like, it's not a popularity contest, right? Like, the whole point of the Oscars is like, I don't, I feel
but
like.
But would all those people be sitting there?
Isn't it like a Golden Globe?
Everyone went back to the movies because of that movie.
She's absolutely right, though. It's not a popularity contest.
I know, but
and
I'm
then,
saying.
Like, even like the year where. The Batman movie with the Joker, that should have won Best Picture that year.
Sure, yeah.
Because it was the most popular movie, best acting, whatever, this and that, but it didn't win it. And
didn't win
thing,
it.
Yeah, but same thing
they
this
always,
year.
But they always nominate, like a Batman, Dark Knight, or Top
thing
Gun,
is,
or whatever.
Top Gun was a little cheesy.
Yeah, but it was like.
It was nostalgic. Mm-hmm. It was very much bringing back.
It saved all those people's careers, I think. They wouldn't have their fucking movie in the theater if it wasn't for Top Gun Maverick, in my opinion.
Oh, that's a
it
horrible.
It doesn't make it great art.
Yeah, it doesn't make it great art at all. And plus, it was all nostalgic.
But
it
Women Talking? What is that about?
I mean, they did like. I know how both of you feel about Women Talking. So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. We can't. I'm just saying.
But
like,
Everything Everywhere All at Once, I did not see it. But I guess I saw.
It sounds like a porn. Everything
also,
Everywhere All at Once.
Did you see the clip? The only clip I've seen is like.
It looks trippy.
A woman with penis fingers. Like, that's the only.
She has sausage fingers?
Yeah, she's got
sausage
fingers.
Well,
like,
did you see? Yeah, there was a short film called My Way of Dicks or something like that. Did you see that?
My Way of Dicks?
I'm butchering the name. Something about dicks for the short film for the Oscar was not.
Bag of Dicks?
Not Bag of Dicks. Wait a minute. Hold
Finger
on.
Dicks?
I'll find out.
Edward Scissordicks?
I have the list. All of my best dreams.
I have the list right
Edward
here.
Edward Scissordicks.
No, it was like, I don't know, I'll find it. It's called,
hands.
Sorry, it's animated short film nominated, My Year of Dicks, it was called.
Like,
I have no clue what it was
now
about.
I kind of want to see that one.
I voted for that on my little thing because I was like, oh, that's a good title. I don't know what it's about.
Oh, you went to an Oscar party, huh?
Well, it was not a real I mean, it was my neighbor's Oscar party.
Rob, you didn't get invited to that?
No, I didn't get invited.
No. All right. Well, anyway. All right, so let's go into it. So there were some controversial moments. I mean, as far as you want to say, you know.
Can I say about the Hugh Grant thing that everyone's flipping out about?
Well, let's play it right now, actually.
Ooh, okay. Oh, wow, we're playing shit. All right,
that's
let's
good.
Do this.
I'd love to, because right, I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what we're talking about?
Oh, really?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I did my research.
All right, hold on. Here it is. This is my opinion.
I had to work today.
This was the best interview of the whole Academy Awards, the pre-Oscar interview. Here it is, Hugh Grant.
What are you most excited to see tonight?
No. So tell me, what does it feel like to be in Glass Onion? It was such an amazing
He's
film.
Only in it for like
really
3
it.
Minutes.
I love a thriller. How fun is it to shoot something like that?
Well, I'm barely in it. I'm in it for about 3 seconds.
Yeah, but still, you showed up and you had fun, right?
Almost.
Oh, okay. Shit, dude.
Okay.
Well, wait, what? Thank you so much. The
He's the most
awesome. Watch his face when
All
he
right,
leaves.
Back to you guys.
Okay.
All right. I mean, that was a pretty good interview. I mean,
you thought it was a good interview.
I literally sat down and watched that, and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. Like this, like you know, I thought he was funny. I was just like, because who cares?
You thought he was funny?
Yeah, because
he was
it's
not
like,
funny.
Yeah, no, because he's just like, I don't give a shit. You know?
He was being an asshole.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
But
definitely.
Like, why accept the interview? That's the thing that bothers me.
He has
me. Like,
to. He has to go through that shit. That
no, he doesn't.
No?
They asked them, like, hey, do you want to be interviewed? And he said yes. And then he went to be interviewed, and he gave nothing. Absolutely freaking nothing.
But you know what? It's like if you, I don't know. Like,
what are you wearing? I'm wearing a suit. Oh, you fucking
He's
dick.
Not lying. I mean, think about most men. It's like, which suit are you wearing?
They know what they're wearing.
Do they?
All of them. Oh, yeah. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
They know what they're wearing. Their handlers are telling them if they don't know.
God.
Like, right before they get on the red carpet. Someone even probably said to him before he went on the red carpet, Oscar de la Renta.
But he was funny as far as, did you see him when he came out with Andy McDowell? And he was awarding whatever award they were awarding.
4 Weddings and a Funeral?
Yeah, Andy McDowell from that movie, the two of them
that they both starred in, started his career. Yeah,
so like he came out with Andy, like that would have been a good question for the interviewer to ask him about, like, oh, how do you feel about presenting with Andy McDowell tonight? You
haven't
seen
but that's
other,
the
yeah.
thing is, I think the interview questions were fucking stupid.
Like, they were.
She was just like, "What are you wearing?" Like. You're asking to do that, he doesn't care about that, and it's just like...
Also, yeah, like, the only thing she could say is, like, you know, the 3 seconds of that one film you were in, like...
Yeah, and then for her to ask that question, like, you were in Glass Onion, it's like...
Yeah.
You just played a gay lover for like 3 minutes. Yeah, it wasn't even
But Hugh Grant came out with Andy McDowell presenting whatever award, and, like, he was pretty funny. He was like, oh, you know, Andy McDowell has been taking, using face lotion for 40 years. Like, looks amazing. Like, I have never used a lotion, and I look like a scrotum or something like that. He said.
Is that what he said?
He said that, and the whole fucking theater, like, lost it. Like,
oh, wow. I did not know that.
I don't have that clip prepped, but...
I think that would have been better in the interview.
Yeah, right?
I think that's just bad.
Or if he came dressed as a scrotum, maybe. It's like, who are you wearing? My testicles.
Yeah, we're testicles? No.
I don't know. All right, well...
I don't think everyone's blowing up too much about it. I just think that he was just being honest.
Oh, it was great. It wasn't even part of the awards. It was the pre-show.
I thought the entirety of it was super boring. I don't understand why anybody's talking about it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
What, he rolled his eyes at the end?
Yeah, that was funny.
Had shitty questions, so we had shitty answers.
Because he was like, I don't have time for this. He's probably like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
It's like, God, I wish someone would hit me.
Or whatever. Like,
I'm English.
I mean, all these stupid interviews—they're all stupid. So it's like, you know, you're either gonna have someone that knows how to do it, or they don't give
a
shit.
I miss
like
Joan Rivers. I miss Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
Yeah, that's what I miss.
What's your favorite thing about Joan Rivers?
Well, just like when she's like, why are you looking like a streetwalker today? You know, like she gave no fucks.
Yeah.
She gave no fucks, and it was
her and her. And the daughter, right?
Melissa? Yeah, she brought her daughter
Rivers.
On after a while.
She doesn't do it anymore, Melissa Rivers? What happened to her?
Well,
I don't know what happened to her.
I think that what happened to her was that her mother died, and
then
basically the comedy was gone.
They didn't. They,
Melissa was never very entertaining. She was just annoying.
All right, well, let's look at some of the. So this they were saying. Where the hell is it? Okay, so this. What's her name again? I don't know. She was an asshole.
Oh, her.
Oh, my God.
Look at the guy next to her. I don't know if that's her date or what.
What is her name again?
I don't even know her name, but what an asshole.
So what an asshole. So this, we got to look up her name.
Hold on. Like that, you sit in the back. Hold on. You don't sit and block other people. And look at the guy next to her. I don't know if that's her date.
He's like sitting.
He can't even see.
He's hiding behind.
Everyone that's sitting behind this person, all at once.
What?
Oscar. She's a singer. I forget her name. Okay. Thames.
Is that her name?
Thames. Oscar. Thames.
What song does she have?
I don't know.
Wait, I thought you did your research.
I had it on the screen, but I don't know. Hold on. Oh, here it is. I have it. Hold on. Well, I had the picture up, so I couldn't look at the fucking thing. Oscar nominee Thames.
Oh, she was nominated for an Oscar for what, music?
She's nominated for Best Original Song for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Thames.
Oh.
So Thames wore this this crazy outfit, blocking everyone's view. They couldn't see the stage. Why wouldn't they, when they see her come in there, why wouldn't they either be like, hey, can we put you towards the back, or can we
Then she would have said that's racist.
Can we take that part off somehow?
Yeah, I think so.
Or how about put it down a little bit?
Well, yeah, like, why isn't it a detachable veil or something, or whatever the hell it is, you know? Her stylist did not consider anything
but what she would look like on the red carpet. Everyone's like,
oh, we finally got to the Oscars. We've been dying to come here our entire career. And then it's like, ah! I can't see. Is that Jimmy Kimmel?
Can you imagine like a cowboy wearing like a 10-gallon hat, whatever type of thing?
Exactly.
It's like you're blocking the view from everyone.
But someone would say something to the guy with the cowboy hat. They won't say anything.
Would they?
Wait, it looks like you could probably take the hat off a bit easier than... I don't know, I wonder what it looks like when she's standing up.
All right, some of these outfits, I mean, come on, let's just, I mean... Let's go over this. All right, so...
Janelle Monáe was my favorite. She forgot a shirt.
So, all right, here's, what's her name? Halle Berry. All right.
So she forgot pants.
She forgot some kind of see-through thing. I don't know.
She's wearing like what is that? That's like a Christmas tree at a funeral. I don't know.
This is my favorite outfit.
What is going on? Hunter Schaefer. Time out.
What?
Is that scratched out? Is that the actual outfit?
It's a feather. She's wearing a feather across her breasts. I'm a fan of this outfit.
I bet. Yeah, this is reminiscent of what women are wearing at the gym these days.
But like, if she can wear a single feather and make it look, you know, I mean,
are there Indians that you work out with?
Or just like naked.
Now my question is, does she have a date? Does she have a date, or is she going to this by herself? You know what I mean?
Well, she had a date
by the end of the night. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Well, yeah, of course. But I mean, this is like, all right.
Like,
who showed up with her wearing that? You know what I mean? I'm just like...
I want to hear the pitch meeting for that. Because, you know, none of these people dress themselves. Feather. So, like, somebody...
A single feather.
Like,
you will wear a single feather.
Got it.
Single feather. All right. Let's see what else we got. Ashley Graham. I don't even know who half these people are. Who the fuck is this? I don't know.
She's a plus-size model.
She looks like she... Oh, it... Obviously.
But I don't know. Oh, my God.
No, but you know what? She doesn't even look plus size.
Backpedaling.
I mean, compared to Hunter Schaefer? I mean, come on. All right. This is Orange is the New Black star, Danielle Brooks.
So is, like, underwear the new...
I don't know.
...dress you wear at the red carpet? Because it just feels
I
like...
I would love for somebody
is that
with
a skunk?
Confidence...
Is that a skunk that she's wearing?
Yeah.
What is that?
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
He got canceled.
He was killed and turned into an Oscar uniform.
I would love a guy to show up in like tidy whiteies. That would be the like
Chrissy Teigen.
Nobody's wearing Chrissy Teigen.
Why is she there?
Look, everybody's
time out. Time out. Why is Chrissy Teigen there? She's not an actress.
I don't know. These people
just wants to be an actress. She's like a host.
They may have not been here. This is maybe from like one of the after parties or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
But they're still like, you know.
Judd Apatow's daughter, Iris.
Okay, let's see.
Oh.
What is she wearing?
What is that?
What is that? Like a latex?
Flowers? I don't
flower.
Know.
That's the other thing. There were so many women with like just nasty, ugly flowers attached to their bodies. I was just trying to figure that out too.
Yeah, this is, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one.
What happened to just wearing a...
Andrea Riseborough. What is that? That looks like a blanket.
That looks like a curtain.
Yeah, it looks like she put her bathrobe on backwards, actually.
I don't know what that.
And she's wearing that, like, thing around her, like, very
a
French.
Clown?
Yeah,
like
a clown.
Clown collar.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is, this looks like, all right, this is Karolina Kurkova. You know who that is? I don't know. That looks like the bag from Tiffany.
You know what? So far, this is my favorite, though, honestly. At least it's closed.
At least it's like I don't know. St. Patty's Day is coming up.
There we go. Yeah.
All right. Olivia Wilde. All right. Let's see. Another bra.
We've all forgotten
that looks
our
like
shirts.
She's about to get naked, and then that thing was like, it just
like
fell over.
That looks like when Tara Reid's breast popped out. Like, remember, like when her dress
Oh, with the surgery after? Yeah.
They're avoiding wardrobe malfunctions showing up malfunctioned.
All right. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I get it. It's like everyone's trying to get their designer outfit.
Everybody's trying to get their tits out, apparently.
Everyone wants their tits out.
Everybody wants their tits out.
I mean, the feather one was like the best. I mean, that's like the most bold.
I don't think anyone will ever top like J-Lo when she wore that one outfit. When it was like,
yeah, I don't remember.
You remember that?
Yeah,
South Park.
The green one?
The green one.
There were like several dresses though that were exactly like that.
The guys from South Park like wore like the same outfit.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. That's how fucking iconic that was.
Yeah.
That's why these have nothing. Like, those do not hold a feather.
Nice. To it. Feather to Hunter's tits.
Feather in her tit. Feather in her cap.
I don't know. Right. Was that like an homage to Native Americans or like?
She's canceled now. I don't know. Well,
it could have been.
The other thing.
She looks great. I'll give her that much. I just think, how about
she
just
looks
wearing?
Great.
What about just being elegant and just wearing an outfit that's covering shit up?
Agree.
All right. The other thing, the other controversy I'll say is that a lot of people were upset that actress Jamie Lee Curtis won for Best Supporting Actress. I guess Angela Bassett did not care.
That's such horseshit.
All right, let's play the clip. Quiet down for a second. All right.
It's horseshit.
Jamie Lee, you're allowed to be disappointed.
People are reading too much into this.
She didn't even like, but yeah, you're allowed to be disappointed when you're
up
for a major
award. She thought she was gonna win.
Plus,
she's
in a fucking Wakanda Marvel movie. Right. What the fuck do you expect? You thought you were gonna get like an Oscar for that performance? Which she was.
Did
written.
You see it?
I did see
you
it.
You saw that movie?
Oh yeah, I did.
Oh,
see
wow.
it.
Oh wow, Rob saw one movie that was nominated. For
I saw Top Gun.
Saw the Banshees. Oh, right. Saw the Banshees too.
And I saw the Banshees, which is good.
I did not see that.
Yeah. I loved that one.
That was really dark.
Should I watch that? Should I?
Yes,
take my time.
Yeah, it was good.
Acting wise, I would like the rage of watching somebody who's falling apart and another person who's Colin Farrell does a great performance, but I don't know the other guy's name.
Oh, is that what he was nominated for? I thought he was there for The Penguin.
Nice.
I didn't even know what he was there for. I didn't know
he was nominated for that movie because he played.
I had no clue.
You just
got
to watch the movie, but it's really well written and it's like acting
wise. You know what? I used to watch them all. I used to be good and actually watch them all before the Oscars because you used to get the SAG screeners.
Yeah, back when people cared.
Yeah, and now it's like I'm lucky if I see two or three, and then I see what wins, and I'm like, all right, I'll watch that. I'll check it out. You know,
Brendan.
Yes, Brendan got nominated as well.
He was nominated.
So good.
He was good. He got snubbed. In your opinion.
Who ended up winning?
Best supporting actor. Short round.
Oh, short round. Short.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm horrible. I know. Short round.
Can
one.
We say Dr. Jones?
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the highlights of the night. Short round and what's his name from Brendan Fraser. The two actors from Encino Man.
Yeah, which I find the Brendan Fraser thing is great. I'm glad he won. But his whole ordeal that he went through, supposedly, like,
I mean,
do you know about that?
Gaining weight? Yeah. What are you talking? Gaining weight for the movie?
No,
what
like
gaining weight. No, I'm talking about what happened to his career. Like,
he disappeared.
He disappeared
because this is supposedly what happened. I don't know if it did or not, but the guy, like, somebody that was in charge of the Golden Globes or the Free Press, whatever. He, when he filmed one of his movies, he grabbed his ass and then put his finger on his taint.
Oh, what's
but
his
this
name?
Is
from
a little man, a little French man, I think is French, did this to a big, giant, buff Brendan Fraser, but supposedly, like, discarded him and got him, and he says
Philip Burke, a former president and member of the Hollywood Foreign Press, had groped and assaulted him at a 2003 luncheon in Beverly Hills Hotel. Burke previously called Fraser's account a total fabrication. Well, I mean, you know what? He was Me Too. He was so, he was, you know.
But Brendan Fraser, like, I've done worse to my own friends.
But that happened at Terry Crews, too, with that agent from CAA.
Yeah, and I think that's bullshit, too.
Yeah?
Because he's huge, and the guy that did it was fucking a little fucking Jewish guy.
Just because size does not matter.
Yeah, size doesn't matter, especially when you're
It's the motion of the finger on my taint. You know, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and Kevin Spacey didn't molest and rape all those kids, either.
He did it, though. He's been, like, set free.
Oh,
oh my God.
I'm just telling you what's happening in the court of...
Next?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Hey, all right. Speaking of cancels. All right.
Wait, I'm not going to drop this right now. Hold on. The Terry Crews thing is bullshit, too. Terry Crews is a fucking monster compared to the guy that he says supposedly groped him. That guy, I know people that were at that party.
That was an
Adam Sandler movie that he, like, I know people that were in that party that, like, when they found this out, they couldn't believe that that's why Terry Crews isn't in any more Sandler movies anymore, by the way. Because that guy just ruined
it. Sandler jail?
Sandler jail.
All right. Well, speaking of being canceled and...
I just know facts. I'm just telling
you the
truth.
Speaking of being canceled and dying...
Because you know people who said things. They're facts.
No, but I just know that people that were there, but Terry Crews Rob is finding about some guy that's like 5'5". Terry Crews is a beast.
Oh, we're back to this.
All right. Speaking of being quiet. People are being canceled in the Oscars. So the in memoriam section, they always leave people out of the in memoriam
section.
Someone
always gets upset. Who did they leave out?
I think they do this on purpose just to create like a ruckus the next morning. So they left out, let's see, where is it? Okay, so... The big people they left out were Anne Heche.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of a slap in the face, I would think.
I've met Anne Heche, by the way. But nice lady.
Facts.
She, name dropping.
I just name dropped, yeah.
She... Wait, hold on. I had this pic. Wait, where the hell did it go? I closed the thing. Hold on. They left out Anne Heche. They left out Sorvino.
Paul Sorvino?
Yes.
That's bullshit.
That is something I'm annoyed by.
Yeah, I'm wondering what the selection process, because like if they showed every single person who died, the Oscars would be 8 hours long.
Well, here's the thing.
But they put in some people that shouldn't be on.
Here's the thing. So what they apparently did is that they have two versions of the in memoriam section, okay? There's the version that they air live on the Oscars. And then this year they put a QR code on the bottom that you could scan and then watch the longer version, which included people, I guess, like Anne Heche and Paul Sorvino or whatever.
That sounds and
like,
so depressing.
And like,
would you like to see more pictures of dead
actors? There's literally a director's cut of the in memoriam and an undirector's
that
cut.
That is weird. Like,
it's weird.
What?
It's weird because they also left out what's her name? So the actress that was in that Triangle of Sadness movie, I guess, died at some point. What's her name?
That's kind of sad.
Tom Sizemore, they left out. Leslie Jordan.
But how do you leave out these people?
Paul Sorvino.
Paul Sorvino's iconic.
Yeah, I don't know how
his daughter won an Academy Award
out loud. And Mira Sorvino left. It is baffling beyond belief that my beloved father and many other amazing, brilliant departed actors were left out. The Oscars forgot about poor Sorvino, but the rest of us will never forget him.
Paul Sorvino was on Law and Order. That guy's a great actor. Someone that like has done so many great movies, so many mafia movies.
And they, you know, and the other thing is that they left out the actress that was in Triangle of Sadness. She was in a movie that was nominated for an Oscar. She died apparently, and they left her out of the thing. So she's in a movie that's nominated this year, and she still didn't make the in memoriam.
Was that like a short?
No, that was...
That was a nominated for Best Picture? Triangle of Sadness?
Let me see. Hold on.
Really?
One of the movies. Hold on. I don't know.
I don't... You didn't mention that earlier. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on. I'll look it up.
Someone didn't do their research.
I have 5,000 links open here, man. You know?
Yeah, he's
I don't have a research assistant today, you know?
We need the wild card.
We need someone. Yeah, look it up real quick.
Was it nominated for something?
It was nominated for something.
Okay, Triangle of Sadness, nominated.
Or actress. I don't know. Look up actress that died. something. I think her name begins with a C.
Look up actress who died sadness. You're going to see a lot.
Look it up.
What is, it doesn't say. It's a documentary. All
right. Oh, it's a documentary. No. It's not even a film.
Is this? Hold on. Let me look it up. God damn it.
We went live. We decided to do this live.
Oscar. I don't know how technology works. It just says Triangle of Sadness nominations.
Maybe it wasn't that movie. Hold on. In Memoriam, actress left out.
No, it's a Triangle of Sadness director, but it doesn't say what it was nominated for.
I don't know. Let's see. Leslie Jordan. Oh, all right. Charlie B. Dean. Look her up.
What yeah.
Charlie B. Dean. Who is she? Charlie B. Dean, whose movie Triangle Sadness was nominated for Best Picture,
okay.
was left out of the In Memoriam segment that aired at the Oscars, along with Anne Heche. So this woman, she had a lead role in Triangle Sadness. Film was nominated for an Oscar.
I really want to see that film.
She died, and she was not in the. She died of bacterial sepsis in August at the age of 32.
Oh,
she's
my God.
She's in the movie that's nominated for an Oscar, and they still didn't put her in the In Memoriam section. That's fucked up.
I know.
Right?
So now I'm like curious. Like, what are the
what is the requirement?
What's the check marks? Like, what boxes do we gotta check to be in?
But that's the
who
thing.
Was included. How about that?
Well, if you want,
because the list I can tell you, Paul Sorvino and
James Caan was in it. You know, like, but they usually end.
Wait, James Caan's dead?
Oh my God! Yes, he's dead. They usually end the segment on like someone big that passed away. And this year they ended it on Walter Mirisch, who is the former president of the Academy. And it's like, all right, you know, it's like
that sounds like a racist.
Who gives
here we
a
go.
Shit?
It's like, so Academy establishes representation and inclusion when deciding who is part of the In Memoriam. So they're trying to check off certain...
Like this, they were in this, so many men,
so many...
Can't they include everyone and just like shave off 2 minutes of like, you know...
2 minutes? Do you know how long the Oscars would be if we included every person in the entertainment business who died this year?
So don't show a montage of all the films that we've watched in the last 100 years. You know, and I mean, I don't know.
Do you have a clip of that or no?
The In Memoriam?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to watch the whole In Memoriam?
I don't want to watch the whole thing, but I just think it's weird. Like, you're right. Like, Anne Heche should have been on there. Paul Sorvino definitely should have been on there.
Jimmy Kimmel made the joke about Robert Blake, who passed away last week.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have been on there.
He was in films.
He also is a murderer.
All right, so do you think Harvey Weinstein will make the In Memoriam when he dies?
No, he shouldn't.
Even though he's won... Bunch of Oscars. He shouldn't.
And Woody Allen won't be either. So it doesn't
really
matter.
But Harvey Weinstein probably checks the box of like, this guy's won 5 Oscars.
Has he only won 5?
I don't know how many more than that.
If he's won more than that,
then he probably should be in it. No,
but he shouldn't because the fact is that he raped fucking people.
Okay,
so,
but
like,
you guys, In Memoriam isn't people who got lots of Oscars. It's people who we actually want to remember.
That's what
In Memoriam means.
All right.
There you go. So I don't think people want to really remember
Harvey Weinstein.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, it's like, all right. But look, I don't think that some of these executives should be in the In Memoriam. It's like, who the fuck needs their
exactly.
notes?
Exactly. They should have been there.
Why is an executive in the fucking In Memoriam? Oh, so you gave script notes on someone's fucking script? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, more than likely, those people are usually assholes. So just like,
exactly.
So why
fucking
not
executive.
Put like someone
Get the
like,
fuck out of here.
I'm just saying, like, Anne Heche and Paul Sorvino definitely should have been on there. Paul Sorvino is a fucking iconic person.
Well, here's the thing. They do include, like, there's some actors and actresses that are included on it. I'm sure they worked a ton. I've never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the thing. But Anne Heche is not. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, so what, she you know, obviously had a horrific, you know, drunken accident or whatever. Is that why she's not in it? You know what I mean?
Well, maybe it's because we do remember her and we don't need to be reminded.
Mm.
That's
know.
One way to look
it's
at it.
Because like, you're like, these are some people I've never heard of. And it's like, maybe you should, maybe we
give them the spotlight
maybe,
for
yeah,
like
yeah,
3
exactly.
seconds.
Maybe
yeah.
we should remember them.
All right. I don't know. Yeah, whoever has that job at the Academy is like, picture that guy or woman like sitting there.
It's
like, being
a fantasy
like,
draft.
Oh my God. All right. Who died? Give me the list of everyone who died this
it's
year.
It's like 100-something people.
And like, a guy comes in with like a stack like this big of papers and then they go through it and they're just like, okay, oh my God, who the fuck was this? What did they do?
Yeah, maybe they didn't
art
get
director.
To the H.
Oh my god.
For
oh
Anne Heche, they didn't get to the H's yet.
They didn't get and to the H's. Yeah. Oh my god.
If you notice, it's like, yeah. It's
and what is the cutoff? Like if someone does, but here's the thing, if someone big died like 2 days, like if Tom Cruise died like a day before the Oscars, he'd be in it, right?
They just, oh, 100%.
Even though they'd never given him an Oscar. He's never got an Oscar. Does that check off the
list? Has he never got an Oscar?
He's never got an Oscar.
Really?
And that's what's funny. He didn't even show up last night for the Oscars, even though his picture was nominated. He knew. He was probably like, I'm not fucking going. They're not going to give it to me.
I mean, he should have won for Born on the 4th of July and for A Few Good Men. He should have won for A Few Good Men.
I feel like
men.
They're going to give Tom Cruise like one of those lifetime achievement
Oscars. Oh, he's going to get one. Yeah. Oh, easily.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Thank you for entertaining everyone and risking your life and believing in Scientology.
He does risk his life. And when I see those stunts, I'm like, Jesus Christ. God. How old is he? Like 60 now? And he's still running the way he does. It's amazing.
Love him or hate him. I mean, I don't know. I think he's definitely entertaining.
I love the guy. I don't care. Like, people can't see past the Scientology, but acting wise, his movies are just, he just puts everything out there.
And he is one of the, he's like one of the last like movie stars, I think. That we
right.
Have,
but know? I mean, I'm talking about even like A Few Good Men's one of my favorite films of all time. And
you can't handle the truth.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got the greatest lines. I mean,
yeah,
I fucking love reading about that film to this day. Like Jack Nicholson, like supposedly like not knowing all the lines and then like they were going through all the scenes and like
is he Marlon Brando all of a sudden?
Oh my god! Have you been watching that The Offer? I fucking love
no,
that.
No, I haven't seen
that. That Robert Duvall.
I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, but Robert Duvall had lines written on his chest in the filming of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
His lines were on here so that he would memorize the lines. And he won an Academy Award for
That's
it.
That's what I mean.
He was reading.
You know, everyone.
On his chest?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Everyone has their own method, though. You know, sometimes people just want to like be natural in the element, and then they glance at a line, and they're like, "Yeah, you know what? To fuck you, man." I couldn't remember that line, but I just read it off.
Who are you doing right now? Is that Marlon Brando?
No, that's a stereotype of any
Kill
of those guys.
Father's...
Kill me. They had to write their lines everywhere, which is fine, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he lost his memory at one point.
No, he didn't lose his memory. I think he was just a lazy fuck.
Right, let's talk about... All right, obviously Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Oscars.
He got shit for some of the stuff that he did.
Let's watch
jokes.
Some of his jokes. Yeah. Let's see here.
Happy to see that Nicole Kidman has finally been released from that abandoned AMC.
That was good.
That's good.
He was a first-time nominee. He was so convincing as Elvis. Still is.
And he also addressed the elephant in the room, a.k.a. last year's slap, with some guidelines about safety.
If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing.
Woo! He's getting shit for any of that though? I don't know.
I don't know. I think. It was definitely entertaining, and I thought he.
I agree with the Nicole Kidman thing. I mean,
that was pretty funny. That was pretty funny.
I try to avoid that every time I go to an AMC.
I try to be late to the movie.
It's creepy. It's weird.
I enjoyed that thing.
You do?
Oh yeah, she welcomes me into the theater. I sit there. I'm like, oh my god, thank you, Nicole, for reminding me to come to the theater.
But she's starting to look like an alien.
You know what? I feel like now she's regretting doing that AMC. Thing, I think, obviously, because you know they paid her a shitload of money and now they're going to use it for the next 10 years or whatever.
Well, they have to,
right,
because
exactly.
To recoup their losses,
right? Exactly. But I also agree, I could see why she agreed to do it, because obviously
she's trying to support film.
She believes in going to the movies, and you know, and it's like, yeah, it's like, why not, you know? And it's like, and now it's like, yeah, it plays like way too much now.
It plays
know?
Way it's too like, much, and I don't know. It just feels like she's like trying to hypnotize you into enjoying.
It's like
welcome to AM. Like it's kind of creepy.
Well, it's like who directed that? You know, who directed that spot? Like it was, you know, it was not.
How do you direct Nicole Kidman in anything?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. It's like you know, it wasn't like an A-list director. That's like sometimes they do commercials, you know, and it's like oh, we're gonna get Nicole Kidman to do this spot, and then you know.
And I'm sure the director was like, cool.
The director was probably just some, you know, yeah, just regular commercial director. And was like, oh my God, I get to direct Nicole Kidman in this commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, yeah.
Have you seen the Nicole Kidman commercial?
I have not.
You've not seen
Rob
it?
Doesn't go to the movies, so he's never seen it.
Oh my God.
You know what? I don't go to the movies anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm a cinema major, and I used to love the movies, and then I just don't. I wanted to see Cocaine Bear, but I just wait for things to come
I up. I thought it was so funny.
Did you watch it?
I didn't
it?
Think it was as funny as it should have been, but I thought it was funny. Yeah.
It was not as good as
Did you watch it too?
Yeah, I went and saw it. Yeah. The trailer was better. It could have been much more gorier, I thought.
Like, yeah,
it was campy, and it could have been even campier, I thought.
It held a few punches.
Yeah, we could play the Nicole Kidman thing.
Yeah,
we
play
can
it.
Discuss it.
All right, it's creepy.
On. If you've never seen it. Rob, if you've never seen it, this is what they play in front of every AMC movie when you go to the theater.
Everyone.
And that's that joke that
Nicole
that Kimmel. That's the joke that Kimmel just did that you just saw. So here it is. Let's play it.
We come to this place for magic. We come to AMC theaters to love, to cry, to care. Because we need that.
She's stunning, but she's also
that
creepy.
Indescribable feeling we get
you think she, like,
when the lights
over?
Begin to dim.
Yeah, she's a little creepy.
And we go somewhere we've never been before. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn. Together. Dazzling images.
This is how Nicole Kidman goes to a new screen.
Sound that I can feel.
Somehow, she's losing money. She's the only person in the theater. So.
Our heroes feel like the best part
of us.
It plays better in the theater.
You know what I used to like was the jar?
Stop. They are. AMC theaters.
All right.
I used to like the Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It would have been, it actually would have been funny if like they filmed it like with regular movie theater folks, like, you know, kids running around and people throwing popcorn.
Yeah, being annoyed and be
like, shut up, I'm trying to welcome people back to the theater.
People on their phones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People being like, oh my God, look, there's Nicole Kidman.
Oh my God, she's in the movie.
And then she just changes her attitude. Like, actually, you know what? Just fucking stream it at home. Forget it.
I think it's weird because I haven't been in a movie, so I haven't experienced that thing where, like, I can't think of the last movie I saw where people were like cheering at the end. You know,
Top Gun.
Yeah,
I didn't see that in the theater. I can see people cheering.
That was honestly the last good movie to go see in a theater. Like it felt when I went to go see that in the theater, it felt like I was in high school and it was summer. Like, you know, when you went to a summer blockbuster,
right.
Like that's what it felt like. And I don't think I had felt that going to the movies since high school, like Armageddon or some shit, you know. Like it was like
Armageddon.
When I was in high school, that was the movie of the summer, like junior year or whatever.
Movie,
but
you
like,
know.
Like it did bring like it felt like it brought everybody back together.
Everyone was like, people were clapping and cheering. You know
like,
what I mean?
Looking at each other.
Yeah,
and,
Or like when you would go see a comedy in the theater, like no one goes and sees comedies anymore. Like I remember going to see like Something About Mary in the theater.
Oh my God!
And rolling
up twice
and like falling on the ground laughing in the theater. And I'm like that I kind of miss for like a comedy, but now all the comedies are just straight to streaming. You know, you're never going to have that kind of feeling again, I guess, in a theater.
I mean, you can eventually. They will bring it back somehow. I think. I don't think that movie experience will never disappear. And I think that movies will always be here.
Right.
But it's just not. It's not the same as it was before.
It's not the same. There's too many options. Yeah.
They will catch lightning in a bottle. Again.
Sure.
Like old school. Like I remember like watching old school, but that's like what 2000.
That was like 2006,
2004, or something like that. Yeah. I can't really think of the last movie that I saw in the theater where I was like rolling over laughing. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I was trying to watch
pretty hard at The Menu. I thought that was pretty
The
funny.
Menu.
I have not seen that. I want to see it.
Is
it that funny?
It didn't feel like it was meant to be funny.
Really? It's a
I
drama?
I was bothering the fuck out of people in that theater because I was like, this is horrible.
Rob left the podcast again in the middle of the podcast. Where'd you go, Rob? Did you get another drink?
I just went to get a drink and piss.
Rob just leaves the podcast at times.
He does that, he leaves the show too.
I know.
He just like gets the fuck up
Leaves. He just leaves.
What am I, a prisoner? What is communist China?
I'm sorry we don't have an intern that can bring us beverages in the middle of the broadcast.
Yeah, you should get one.
Hey, I'm working on it, all right? Maybe we can have it happen. I don't know. Rob went to the dentist today. We had to postpone the podcast because Rob was late going to the dentist. How was the dentist?
The dentist was good. It was fine. It's really bad. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but like, okay, when you get a deep cleaning, do they numb your mouth?
I've never gotten a deep cleaning.
I think they have because they can only do one side at a time or something.
Is that true?
You're talking about like the
they go up underneath your
not
gums
a regular and... cleaning. The deep cleaning.
Yeah, because I hadn't been there in a year.
Yeah.
So like, but I just feel like they're running a game on me and they're just charging me. Like they're using my insurance and like when I went for the first time, they barely did anything. They should have done the first part of the deep clean. That's what I think they should have done, but they didn't do shit.
They just schedule
me for two more times. And then that first cleaning was, which they didn't clean, and x-ray, whatever, I didn't get charged for.
Yeah.
The next two cleanings, all of a sudden, it was like I was charged for it, and then I was charged for Novocaine. And before, when I've had, like, deep cleanings, it's like they just fucking
Go in there.
Without Novocaine, though.
Oh.
And just did it. And it was, like, a little painful, but I dealt with it, and it was fine.
I prefer no Novocaine.
Yeah, I prefer no Novocaine either, because I don't want to fucking pay extra.
Yeah.
So they were charging me all this money. So like, then I wrote a review.
Wait, you actually wrote a review? Where? Yeah,
on the Cigna, whatever. Like, I was I think they tried to run the numbers up on me, which I think they did, and I still think they did. And today when I went there, it was very like awkward, and I think they knew that I wrote the review, and then they didn't charge me for anything today.
They held up the review and was like, "Was this you?" Get out of here.
Get out of here right now.
Like, so I read that review that you put on.
Gives me a shot.
I was going to say, that's pretty fucking ballsy to write a negative review of like somebody who's got a drill to your face.
Before you go in. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just felt like they're running up the numbers. I think like a lot of like the industry, like dentist industry, the mechanics, industry. And like whatever, they're running up numbers.
Mechanics, dentists, you know.
They're all doing it.
Everyone.
We're not experts. Like, we don't know. Like,
AMC.
I went to the mechanic recently for fucking an oil change, and all of a sudden they're like, "Oh, $949." Like, we got
$900. Where the hell are you going for an oil change?
But no, they didn't charge me for that. But they said like, "This is how much work I need to be done."
Where'd you go, Jiffy Lube or something?
No, I went to the dealership.
Oh.
And they also
never go to the dealership.
They wanted to rotate my tires. I'm like, "Bitch, I fucking rotated my tires a fucking year ago. What are you talking about?" He's like, "Oh, you're right. These tires are new."
You're supposed to do it every 6 months.
No.
Rotate your tires?
No.
Yeah.
6 months?
Yeah. Just like you're supposed to get your teeth cleaned every 6 months.
Yeah.
The dentist and the mechanics are in on it together.
I don't know.
My teeth in my car are very sad right now.
Oh my God. No, but you got great teeth. So like pearly whites over here.
You do. You have great teeth.
Don't look inside. Don't look inside. Just like my car. don't look inside.
There's a
French fry in the back seat. And...
Oh my God.
One French fry. That's it.
All right. Well, those were the, I don't know. That's all I have for the Oscars. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to bring up about the Oscars? Was there, did you read about any other asshole moments or anything like that?
I did. I read about like Jimmy Kimmel making like inappropriate jokes, I guess.
Inappropriate. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
were there any of the, I mean, the ones you played, didn't seem very inappropriate.
Well, he said something about like, he did do a Robert Blake joke. He did like a,
right.
He was like, is that if anyone wants to vote on their phone, if Robert Blake should be included in the memoriam? Text this or whatever.
Or just text your mom.
Yeah.
I think is what he said.
I mean, I thought that was funny. I mean, you know, whatever. He was a murderer.
I thought he was pretty tame from what I saw.
He was tame, I thought. Yeah. He kind of appeased everyone, I think. You know, it wasn't too over the top.
I just don't think that they should have comedians hosting the Oscars. It's not okay. Because it's not about being funny. Like the Oscars is not.
Here's the thing.
They're just waiting to be offended.
Sure. But here's the thing. I think they've dabbled with that in the past when they've had like, you know, two actors host it. What was it like? Anne Hathaway and James Franco hosted it 1 year.
Yeah.
Then they didn't have a host. They just had like.
Rotating people.
Tina Fey, which I thought Tina Fey and Amy Poehler that 1 year when they were like rotating, they should be hosting the
Oscars.
That
was good, but 1 year they didn't have any like they just had like different like every actor that was there just like there was no host. It was just like a rotating like there was no, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think a comedian is good because it just like, you know, like the show is boring enough as it is. So it's like add a little humor in the beginning and then get on with it. You know,
but they're not looking. I mean, they don't want it. Like every time anybody's actually funny, it's inappropriate and we're offended. And it's just like
Jimmy Kimmel got shit for talking to Malala.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like, and then
yeah.
he like, oh, yeah. made he, a joke and saying,
and
like,
she said something like,
she said, no, she's all, I'm all about peace.
Yes.
Okay. But, like, just know your environment and, like, I don't know, you're there. You're wearing glitter. You're wearing, like, a hoodie glitter thing. Like,
right.
Just know your environment and just play along or don't play along. But no one should criticize Kimmel for, like,
No.
So kind of making a joke and saying like, oh, yeah, I think it, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know what he said, but I know
but
what
he said, like asking this person that was a Nobel Peace Prize winner, yeah, like asking him, like, do you think that, what's his name, Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine or whatever, you know, like, and then she's like, I'm all about peace. Yeah, yeah, that's what she, that was her answer. I'm all about peace. Yeah.
And he was just like, all right, that's a great answer.
Exactly. And then he didn't dig into it or whatever. No, no. And it just ended.
There's no time. And it's like, it's not worth
it. People are criticizing Kimmel, saying he's tone deaf for like even asking a question like that.
Oh, no, that's funny, actually. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's funny. Asking a Nobel Peace Prize winner a stupid question like that.
At the same time, it's like the Academy is like, you know, they don't want controversy. They don't want this stuff.
And that's why I'm saying, but ask a comedian because that's what we do.
But the Will Smith, Chris Rock thing, it's like everyone was eating that up when it happened. You know, it's all just like extra, you know.
But that was something that was like unprecedented. Like sure, no one's ever seen something like that.
Did you guys see the Chris Rock special? Sorry, I'm kind of curved ball.
Yes, I did.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I did too. I thought it was brilliant. Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. Good,
I won't say it was brilliant.
I do.
It was live. It was cutting edge.
I mean, the writing from beginning to end, it was like a thesis statement. Every single joke was actually about Will Smith or...
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah.
No, it was good. It was good.
And I just love when he called him a bitch. He's like, everyone else is calling you a bitch.
It's a bitch. And this person.
He just kept going.
It's what was the line? Like, whenever I get, like, I still hear drums, please.
You know? Oh, no. The summertime ringing in my ears.
Summertime still ringing in my ears. But I never liked, like, even Will Smith and, like, I just know them for being cheap and the way they treat their employees, and they're just not.
Their employees?
Yeah, because I've worked in.
Oh, like their assistants?
Like their drivers, their people, they're fucking shitty fucking people.
Right,
dude.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I think everyone kind of knows that, especially after seeing what happened last year, you know, it's just like.
Uber driver actually on the way home yesterday was telling me how he used to love Will Smith and now he doesn't. I'm like, damn. He brought it up. He's like, the Oscars open. He's like, I used to love Will Smith. Like, even my Uber driver was like, no.
Oh, my God. Once it gets to the Uber driver, you're done. Right? You know?
Yeah, like, even the Uber drivers don't like you anymore, Mr.
Some
Smith.
Some people are saying John Travolta got too emotional during the In Memoriam.
Come on.
For who? What do you mean?
For Olivia Newton-John.
He introduced the In Memoriam and was like, you know, about to like lose it on stage crying or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I forgot
that acting?
She died.
I forgot she had died, and I was like, I'm like, why is he getting so emotional? I was like, oh, he's thinking about his wife, Kelly Preston, and then I was like, and then Olivia was the first one that they showed, and I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
but you know,
he was thinking about his biffle.
I'm surprised that they still have him back after he fucked up Idina Menzel's name or whatever. Adele Dazeem, remember that whole thing a couple of years ago?
Wait, whose name did he fuck up?
Idina, the singer. What's her name?
You're fucking up.
Yeah, but he's not presenting.
I'm not presenting at the Oscars. Like, Adele Dazeem. That's her name. Idina Menzel. But he has a teleprompter in front of him and he's reading it. And there was a rehearsal. Idina Menzel.
I was just like
Adele Dazeem.
Shocked about what John Travolta looked like.
He's just so odd.
It was like
lot
of Botox and filler.
There's a lot going on there.
And then
the
shaved head, but then like the beard. It just looked like his face was upside down. Like it really did. It was I was like, what's going on? And his eyes are so squinty because he has so much Botox and filler. Like you can barely see his face.
But does he have more than Nicole Kidman?
No, he doesn't. No, Nicole Kidman still looks great.
I think Nicole can afford a better plastic surgeon. I don't know. But
really?
Like,
I don't know.
He looks squinty and
I love
weird.
Nicole Kidman.
I love Nicole Kidman too.
I love Travolta. Like, I mean,
but
I still
do. He just looks kind of weird.
Travolta
he
does just has a lot of
he does look
skeletons
weird.
In his
weird.
Closet.
Yeah, he does.
There's that
with
too.
The Scientology and the...
And the gayness.
And the
gayness.
The gayness. The fact that, like... So many masseuses have come out and been like, this is once it's like one or two, it's like, you know, but once you get to like 20, you're like,
I feel like
believe the masseuses.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like Tom Cruise. Didn't
Where's their march?
Tom Cruise didn't show up because Travolta was there. It was like too many Scientologists in one building or something like that. I don't know. It's just like weird that.
What do you call a group of Scientologists? Like you call like a
Scientologist
a group of a group of apes a mass? You call a group of crows a murder? What do you call a group of Scientologists?
Assholes?
L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard. I performed in a Scientologist building recently.
Oh, that's right. You did a show there. How was that?
Did they
it was good. It was weird.
Is there a
it
theater was weird. There?
It was a theater, and it was weird because they were like they were coming up to me like knowing my stand-up, which is weird.
They studied it ahead.
Yeah, yeah, they looked me up, and they were like,
they watched everything you did before.
Like,
you
one of them's like, "You do Spanish Trump," and I'm like, "What?"
They
like,
vetted you. They
yeah,
vetted
they
you,
did yeah. that me, and it was weird because they were talking to everybody, and they're like, "Oh my god, you guys are like celebrities," and. And they were just talking, like, and they fed us.
They were trying to get you to cook.
I know. It was really fucking weird. But yeah. They were a great crowd, though. I'll tell you that much. They were a great crowd.
They were a captive crowd.
Yes.
You could say.
Was it at the celebrity
show? That should be fucking from a... They were a captive crowd.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's interesting. Did you do any Scientology jokes?
No. No, but I saw people try to do Scientology jokes, and it always went flat.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Read the room. Yes. Like, come on. Like, what are you going to do?
People would try to do a Scientology joke, and it was like...
Another reason Tom Cruise may have not been there was because his ex, Nicole Kidman, was there. They may have had to, you know.
You think that that's why?
I don't know.
I think they have a NDA.
Why didn't he show up? His movie that he worked so hard on did so well, nominated for Best Picture.
All his co-stars are there.
Insisted on waiting to put in the theater, and he was absolutely right. Like, why wouldn't he show up for the Oscars?
When was the last time he did show up for the Oscars? Maybe it's a thing.
When he was probably nominated for an Oscar. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's why he wasn't nominated.
He was, though, as a producer. I mean, you know.
But he was probably filming.
Maybe he was filming.
Yeah, I think he was filming.
Oh, okay.
I doubt it. He was just on Jimmy Kimmel, like, last week or whatever.
Was he?
Yeah.
I think he's filming a movie, though. I drove him one time.
Oh, yeah?
That was weird.
How was that?
Oh, people are talking about it. Why he skipped the Oscars?
What are they saying?
I don't know. Let's see.
When I drove him, it was very much like I drove him somewhere off of Sunset, and I guess it was his new house.
Oh.
And they were building it still, and it was like a lot of glass. Yeah. And it was like you literally had to go through one gate, and I drove to another gate. Like, and they were still like asking for my ID at both gates. And this is just through a driveway.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's how top-notch security was.
Too busy filming Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big movie. Too busy.
Too busy.
Him and James Cameron did not show up.
Do you think everyone that won the awards, like, should have won? Do you think that maybe they were just trying to, like, this is the year that, like, what, two Asians won?
First best actress.
Right.
Lead
but how many
Asian
Asians
actress.
Have won an Academy Award before? Not till this year, right?
What are you saying? Oscar's so Asian this year? What are you saying?
Woo, Doug, you went good. You could have said something else.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus.
We're canceled now?
Oscar's so yellow.
That was worse.
That was worse.
Oscar's so white. Oscar's so black. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it was just weird that I feel like it's like they're just pushing the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're not really nominating for the best people at times.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that these people should not have won an award. I just think that, like, this year was very much what's happening with our culture in American, like, history is the fact that, like, people are just pushing this agenda, and they're just saying,
well,
like,
I mean, yeah, it's like
Asian hate's been at an all-time high this year. That's a fact. FBI has come out and said, so I think that they're just promoting this in a certain way.
Well, it's like, it's like the Oscars are definitely covering diversity. Like, you know, people from all different cultures and stuff are getting nominated, races and everything, which is great, you know?
The kid with Down syndrome, he won as well for a short film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he works at Starbucks.
Does he?
Yeah, he still works at Starbucks.
Really?
I did my research. And
what was that movie? What was it called?
Shit. Well, I mean, if you think.
But he did win for a supporting actor or actor.
And he'll still be working at Starbucks tomorrow, right?
And he still will be. But, like, I think that, like, you know, he won, and that's great. I think this is all good for society.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I think that sometimes it's like they push the agenda too much.
Do you think somebody else should have won?
No, I do, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know who else could have won. That's why I'm not going to say that. I just think the agenda's pushed a little bit too much sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm glad that these people won. I mean, I think she should have won the one for supporting actress. Best actress. The one that beat Angela Bassett.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis. Best supporting actress.
No. Oh. The one that best actress.
I don't know. Oh, Michelle Yeoh.
She deserved it. She deserved it a long time ago. She's 60
great.
Now.
She's great. Yeah.
And she deserved it. Like, I don't know. Like,
Well, I mean, if you look back, 10 years ago, everyone is always white that's nominated. That's when that whole controversy came out, like, Oscar's so white. You know, you look at it and it's like, wow, yeah. Like, why the hell, like, weren't, like, all these different, like, you know, races being considered or nominated or whatever? And it's so many amazing films and actors and performances.
But isn't it all, like, relative in the fact that, like, we can't say, like, who's the best?
There is no best. The whole thing is stupid.
Subjective. Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes a child will be nominated.
Right. Exactly.
It's like, you've been acting for a year.
This was your first role.
Yeah, exactly.
And you saw a camera for the first time.
Aiden O'Neill.
It's also like, what are your options? I mean, I feel like that's why Titanic won. You know, honestly, it's like, what else was there to vote
what
for?
What else is there?
You know?
And that was the last
who
year.
Who had the most money
to
make
sometimes
whatever.
A child wins is because up against some shitty ass actor.
Yeah, like, why isn't a YouTube video up against Avatar or something? Get it in the theater and then compare.
Like, the year Titanic won, I thought L.A. Confidential should have won. I think L.A. Confidential should have won for everything.
Like, when Kim Basinger won Best Supporting Actress for L.A. Confidential.
Yeah, she deserved it, though.
Do you think she deserved that?
Yes.
She didn't even do anything in that movie, did she?
She was great in that movie. What are you, fucking nuts?
Yeah.
She's out.
Guy Pearce, Russell Crowe, Kevin Spacey, they were all nominated.
Who else was up against her?
They all axed each other out because fucking...
What?
Yeah, they all canceled
each other. I think you said they asked each other.
Axed.
That was after the Oscars. It was the after party.
They axed each other out.
Oh, here's a good one. Kevin Spacey, will he be included in the memoriam when he does?
He should. I don't think that you got to take that away.
Two-time Academy Award winner. Now he can't work.
How about this? Has he been convicted of anything?
No, not yet.
No.
But do you think he's an amazing method actor?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, he fondles little boys and then he goes
and then he plays a creepy villain.
Yeah,
I mean, I got to admit
for child molester,
I mean, and the best child molester goes to Harvey Weinstein. Oh, fuck, I had it on Kevin. When House of Cards, when that was ending and they kicked him off.
I was a valet. I met Kevin Spacey. Yeah, he fucking talked to me, whatever. When I was a young
man. Kevin Spacey was behind me at the Elton John Billy Joel concert in a tuxedo years ago.
Oh yeah, see, and you told me that story.
And I was
tell
like,
the story.
And I got moved down. I had last row.
A
tickets.
Young Doug.
A young Doug. I had last row tickets to Billy Joel and John at the pond in Anaheim. We were brought down to the front row.
Kevin was like,
and I look around.
I love those DSLs on that young boy.
We were on Elton's side, and there were all these like young, semi good looking people, and then me.
You were good looking. You were young.
No.
Oh, come on. Do a close up on Doug's lips.
And then we had, and then Kevin Spacey was behind us. And I was like, oh, this is weird. And I was like, all right, there he is. And then I went backstage.
Did he
after.
Touch your
yeah. And I touched his Oscar. No.
That was the name of his penis? Yeah, Oscar?
It was called Oscar, the Grouch. It was just a concert.
Here's my thing that's like, no matter what, I know this is live, but like, to me, like,
it's too late.
No, but with me, with Kevin Spacey, it's like,
no one's watching.
He's not convicted of anything.
All right.
That's just a fact. He hasn't been convicted. Like, people are coming at him.
Will he be welcomed back to Hollywood at some point?
Right, but you're here, believe the masseuses on one side, but like,
yeah,
Kevin
you're like,
Spacey.
John Travolta's gay. His masseuse told me. I heard about it.
But
with Kevin Spacey, children don't matter.
But there are no children.
Anthony Rapp was the one that Me Too'd him.
And that case got thrown out.
It got thrown out, yeah. But, I mean,
It got thrown out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to believe masseuses because
yeah,
there was
you
no case.
You believe John Travolta's masseuse, but you don't believe
no,
Anthony Rapp?
I think after a certain... No. Because the thing is with him, it's like... He was talking about a scenario that, like, supposedly happened, and we still don't know. He didn't, like, grope him. He didn't grab his taint. He didn't grab his cock.
I've heard too many of these Kevin Spacey stories floating around, and I'm not even, like, in the business, really. Yeah. I mean, you know.
You are in the business.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this was, like, you know, higher up at places I worked and stuff like that, you know. But I mean.
But what did he do? What is he convicted of? He hasn't been convicted of anything. He was convicted of the Elton John concert.
Touching my butt.
What I'm saying is he's not convicted of anything. Is he an asshole? Yes. Is he somebody that's maybe rude and talks to these young like actors or whatever in a certain way where he's trying to hook up with them? Yes. But like if those guys came out and said like, yeah, I fucking was forced to suck his whatever, this and that, like – then I would think that there was some like validity to it, but there's nothing like that. It's more about him hitting on people.
Right.
Okay.
And that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, yeah.
Is he an asshole? Yes. 100%. Does he deserve to have his career ruined?
Does he have more legal allegations against him that are pending right now, I think, right?
He doesn't have a lot.
Doesn't he have some in the UK where the old Vic theater he worked
supposedly,
at?
Supposedly, yes.
Yes. And maybe one in L.A. or
every single
like
one of them has been thrown out. Like some people have been like shown that they were trying to make money off of them. And some of the masseuses for Travolta, too, like supposedly were trying to make money, too, because they were just going on the steamrolling with everyone else.
Right.
But I do believe about the John Travolta thing just because it's too many. And with the Kevin Spacey,
there's too many.
I know. How many accusations has Kevin Spacey had?
Oh my God.
Can we count the masseuse to Kevin Spacey accusers
you
ratio
know what?
And see?
Travolta and Spacey should team up together, I think.
Could you imagine that movie?
Travolta, Spacey, and Travolta's masseuse. On Travolta's Spacey. Plane.
It would have to be a musical, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Kevin Spacey, I do admit, like when all that went down, House of Cards was amazing.
I loved House of Cards, and then
he got thrown off of it during when he was canceled with the Me Too, and then they did the last season without him, and it just sucked.
It wasn't that good.
It was not good.
Well, like, when you have the entire show, it's like him talking to the camera.
I wish they just let him do the last season. All right, we know.
Everyone hated him, and then he started doing those weird videos.
What they should have done instead is like what they did with Chris D'Elia and just like.
Yeah.
Like CGI Tig into.
Oh my God. Why can't Kevin Spacey just go on tour now and like just do like comedy shows? Like Chris D'Elia's.
Kevin Spacey.
He won an award.
Go to the Laugh Factory. You'll get set.
Kevin Spacey, come on the Basshole Show.
Yeah.
And fucking as Frank
defend
Underwood
yourself.
Or yourself or whatever.
Yeah. Just
defend. You're always welcome.
He did win an award. He won a BAFTA, like Lifetime Achievement Award.
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah. He recently.
Yeah,
because they still, you know, respect
he has a movie,
him over there.
Yeah, like they have. Yeah, he's doing like small movies over in Europe or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you do when you're a child molester. Yeah. You go to Europe.
That's like Roman.
All right.
Sorry, I.
Well, another one. Speaking of Roman Polanski, will he be in the memoriam?
That's what. Yeah, exactly. Right? That's the point I'm trying to make.
He should be.
What?
Oh.
Mm.
He's not gonna be in. No.
Mm-mm. I don't know. The girl that it happened to has. Well, yeah, he's guilty as fuck.
He is. Yeah. You can't be like, well,
I can't defend him.
That's 12-year-old.
Did Travolta's masseuse tell you that?
She was 13.
Oh, okay.
She was on Quaaludes.
She was 13.
All right. Easy now.
All right, I'm not going to defend that one at all.
God bless you for trying.
I'm not going to even try. But Roman Polanski, yeah, he's done. Like,
he's done.
He
should be with Harvey Weinstein, possibly.
But he did Rosemary's Baby, Chinatown.
Well, okay.
These are movies that are revered.
Yeah, but we don't want to remember him.
We still remember Michael Jackson. We still remember Bill Cosby.
That's true. Why can we listen to Michael Jackson's music? Well,
but
he was never convicted. He was never convicted either.
Or R. Kelly. R. Kelly's a musical genius,
but he was convicted.
But he was convicted. Well, we also have video proof of that.
This is the rabbit hole,
so
guys.
Here you
people
go.
Still like put up Picasso paintings too.
Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein.
Picasso was a dick. He was like signing. He wouldn't pay for bills. He would just sign his name and be like, "Here, this is going to be a lot of money."
Well,
one day.
There's also
which
a lot
is
of, like,
true.
Sexual. Like,
really?
Yeah. There's some.
What about Picasso? What did he do?
Picasso, like, there's I've read some shit where it's like, yeah, he's kind of a dirtbag too. Like, he was, you know, groping, raping, all that fun
groping
stuff.
And
too. Groping and raping.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
So, Harvey Weinstein has only won one Academy Award. So, you know, it's not a big loss. I mean,
for what? Pulp Fiction?
No. Shakespeare in Love.
Ooh. There's another one that shouldn't have ever gotten an Oscar.
Yeah. But he's also won 7 Tony Awards for plays and musicals, including The Producers. Billy Elliot? I didn't know that. So I guess him and his brother Bob have won Oscar. That's it. But they were nominated a lot of times, I think. Yeah.
And the one they got was for Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, now that we've covered everyone that should not be honored when they are dead at the Oscars,
they should be honored to some extent.
Oh my God. Yeah, you know what? They have a fucking Oscar. They're honored.
Yeah.
All right. He can fucking use the Oscar in his prison cell.
Yeah, I think we're going to go back to what does in memoriam mean? It's like,
what is it?
Yeah,
what does in
memoriam
mean?
Remember them.
And
we'll give them homage.
Will the in memoriam guy or girl producer be included in the in memoriam when they pass away?
I don't know. Like, I want to go to this thing and the fact that, like, we got, like, Jerry Lee Lewis. We got, like, so many people throughout our history
who are such assholes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but they still, like, you still remember their music. You still remember, like, you can't take that away.
No, you can't.
Jerry Lee Lewis married, a 14-year-old girl, like, when he was doing, like, Goodness Gracious, Balls of Fire,
it was
whatever.
Like his cousin.
And that was in the movie Top Gun.
Yeah.
Full revert. Like, it's like full circle right now. We're
full
like,
circle, asshole.
Exactly. And that song is revered in that movie.
It doesn't have to be in the in memoriam, though.
But what I'm saying is, like, we still remember them for what they did at that time.
Agreed. But we don't have to put their fucking faces on the in memoriam at the Oscars.
Yeah. Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? You can watch it with the QR code on the extended director's cut, which will include Harvey Weinstein and all the fucking criminals.
What they should do is the QR code should be for the people that you don't want.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, they didn't make the cut. It's the NC-17 version.
The asshole in memoriam.
All right. Well, let's close out with, these are just some of the Oscar hosts from the past. We had Chris Rock, Steve Martin, Johnny Carson, Ellen, Whoopi Goldberg, Billy Crystal. He hosted.
Billy Crystal was probably the best.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll come back and host it ever?
Never.
Never again.
I think he's out of touch and he's out of his fucking mind.
Bob Hope hosted 19 times.
I think he could still host again.
Billy Crystal?
No, Bob Hope. CGI him.
Yeah, I know.
Jimmy Kimmel has hosted 3 times now, which is actually pretty good. But
I liked Kimmel. I think that Chris Rock did a great job, but I think the ones that did the best job are Steve Martin.
Remember when Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin hosted together? Remember that?
Did they host together?
They hosted together. Yeah, it was actually pretty funny. It was good.
I didn't see
that. I don't remember that. But I think that Tina Fey should host again. I think Amy Poehler with
what about Ricky Gervais? Do you think they'd allow him to host it?
That's the thing. That's
he's
like
hosted
the
Golden Globes.
The perfect
right?
example of like what a comedian should do when they're hosting, right? I thought he was
shit on everyone.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, but
he's great. Yeah.
But like, that's the point I'm trying to make. Actually, is like, don't have a comedian come out and do what comedians do. Like, that's what we do.
Right.
So
my only thing with Ricky Gervais was like all the QAnon people and conspiracy theorists, like they loved posting that fucking Oscar speech when he was like, or not Oscar, I think he was hosting the Golden Globes.
Right.
And they just love posting that and saying like, oh, he tore into like supposedly like breaking something over, like Pizzagate type of thing, you know, like that's the way they saw him. So it's like, that's the only reason why I didn't like that.
Mm.
But I do love him hosting because he fucking just lays in on me. Yeah, he's hilarious.
He is hilarious. Yeah. And he, I don't know, he always does like, his jokes are just like sharp and quick.
Yeah,
and like,
they don't want people to be funny, but then they keep getting comedians to do it.
Right.
Like, I'm just,
This was like my this was my favorite.
Like, I think the biggest faux pas of Oscar hosts was Anne Hathaway and James Franco. That was horrible.
That was horrible.
Oh, yeah. No,
that was stupid.
That was so bad.
And now he'll never host again because he's been canceled too. So,
Boy, you start fucking your students.
Oh, yeah. Right? In the valley at the actor's studio.
But this is what I don't get. Is that he wasn't convicted of anything. He just had sex with the students. That's what he did.
Creepy,
and that's
creepy.
What? Why is that creepy? Those girls probably liked him.
You know, wasn't there a documentary like outing that or a show? Like, there was some. I watched something where it was like it was covering the James Franco.
Yeah, but what did he do?
Someone I know
advantage of his power.
Someone I know was in the
act. Like his position, yeah. He took advantage. Like, that's why teachers don't fuck their students. It's because you're in a position of power.
But you're an adult. You're like 25 years old.
No. Wait till they're out of your class.
It's like Harvey Weinstein. Come to a meeting in my hotel with my massage table out.
Yeah. You shouldn't be doing that.
I love this.
Well, James Franco was method, and he was doing sex scenes in his acting class. He's like, "This is what you know. You got really got to get naked for this scene, and you know we got to make out and all this shit."
I'm just saying, James
I knew
Franco
people
is
that
a
were in
looking.
His class, and like there was like a documentary on it or something.
Okay,
and
so
they were,
what
and
happened?
They were in the. I was watching it, and then I knew two people that were in the documentary. And I was like,
right.
"Oh shit!"
And what happened?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't. Call them up and be like, "Hey, what happened?" But
why didn't you
Franco?
Call them up? I want to like know. Like, you should like.
I don't know because I don't know them that well. I just knew them. You know, I mean,
I'm just saying,
like, talked to them.
There we go. See, like, Doug knows people
James
that went
Franco.
To a party, and he's not calling it out as facts.
Yeah,
but James Franco exactly. is a good-looking guy. He's in movies, and these girls liked him, and then that was it. And they probably hooked up with him, and then he didn't call him back, and that was the end of that. And then now he's an asshole.
All right. Well, let's.
I just. That's what I think.
Let's
what
end
I think
with
happened.
Ricky Gervais.
Let's do it.
Okay. What can I say about our next two presenters? The first is an actor, producer, writer, and director whose movies have grossed over $3.5 billion at the box office. He's won two Academy Awards. And three Golden Globes for his powerful and varied performances, starring in such films as Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, Castaway, Apollo 13, and Saving Private Ryan. The other is Tim Allen.
Did they show their reaction?
Oh, their reaction is pretty much like, fuck you, Tim Allen gets killed.
Watch.
Later, like many of you, We recall back when Ricky Gervais was a slightly chubby but very kind comedian.
Yeah. Neither of which is he now.
Not as funny.
No. Yep. And that's why actors don't host the Oscars.
But Tim Allen's a comedian, so he should just fucking roll with it.
Yeah, that's also true. Why is he so pissed off?
He's a stand-up.
It's also, what movies have you been in, Tim?
Santa Claus 10. Santa Claus 2?
Toy Story
10. Galaxy Quest? Which is a great film.
Christmas with the Cranks.
And Toy Story.
Toy Story was good.
These are movies that he doesn't have to work again. He's already made all his money. So
He also doesn't have to walk out like with a chip on his shoulder about it. It's a joke.
No, I know, but I think that award show, he was
that
just
was
like
Golden Globes, I think.
Yeah, that was the award show where he was fucking going in on everybody. Which was fine. It's fine. The way they reacted is fine too. It's like if they have a chip on their shoulder, fine. Like they want to fucking react that way. I just don't see it as an issue. Mm.
Yeah, it's not an issue. What do we think about Chris D'Elia hosting the Oscars next year?
What do we think about Chris D'Elia in memoriam?
You know what?
Could you imagine?
You know what?
Could you fucking imagine?
I wish that they.
Society would collapse.
SNL should just do Oscar auditions for the hosts, but just everyone that should not do.
Yes,
Chris D'Elia, Kevin Spacey.
Speaking of what do you guys think about the whole D'Elia thing? Since we're talking about it.
I mean,
go ahead. Just give your honest opinion.
I'm glad that he's not doing shows at the Improv anymore. Because
You know. Is that done?
I mean, they didn't have him back.
After the documentary came out, his show got canceled.
They canceled the show, and yeah. He hasn't been back there since.
Because he posted that was false, like news.
Of course he did.
Well, I mean, I think they canceled it somewhere, not the Hollywood one, but I guess
it got canceled pretty directly after that.
But the other club,
you guys are absolutely right. I haven't seen his name on any.
He's not back at the store.
Not at the factory.
He's not at the
factory comedy store or improv. He's not. He's on tour.
But they were welcoming him with open arms before that came out. Even though everyone kind of was like, we've heard.
But like here's the thing is, I think he's guilty of being an asshole.
Sure.
That's what he's guilty of.
Yeah, he's the same as Kevin Spacey.
Did you watch the documentary?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did watch it. He's guilty of being an asshole.
Well, I mean, he was with underage girls in his hotel room.
They don't ever say no. It's never proven that he was with an underage girl. He was with an 18-year-old. No, like yeah, he was with someone that was inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like all overage. Like, there's no proof of him being with an underage girl.
His Instagram DMs apparently I'm 16 or whatever.
Yeah, and if you look at it too, it's like if you look at the proof, it's like he doesn't respond to them after they say the age or whatever. He just stops
because they're already at his apartment, or his home. Tied up like in that You TV show or whatever he played.
Another method actor.
Notice how they pulled like every acting thing that he's done, like on Netflix and everything, except that role, because they were like,
on You,
yeah, like where he's like the fucking like sex addict, whatever he is.
That workaholics thing is gone.
I don't know, but most of the stuff is gone except for You, where it's like because he's that guy, he's that fucking creep.
Yeah, that was just really great casting.
They're like, well, we have to leave this because it's just really.
They're
good.
Like, you're brilliant. It's like you're not even acting.
Yeah, have you done this before? I don't know.
This should be a clip that you would. I'm just saying I just think that he's not guilty, like by court of law he's not guilty, but
sure.
But that last
documentary
when the guy, like the guy that was his road manager or whatever that worked out, and when he says like this is like higher than Bill Cosby, but it's like there's still no proof,
right?
So like it's like with like Cosby there was like, like, I didn't want to believe it at first. It took me a month to finally just be like, oh,
I get
my
it.
God,
I get what you're saying, Rob. I understand. It's the same thing. Just like OJ, I mean,
No, with OJ, I believed it. Like, it's right away. But I believed it, but I'm saying.
How about OJ hosting the Oscars? He rolls in on a Bronco.
I'm just saying, Dalia.
Yeah, right?
He's not guilty of anything as of yet. Like, is he an asshole? Yes, he's guilty of being a fucking jerk,
right?
Hooking up with young girls, and like that, these girls were all of age that have come out.
Mm-hmm.
No one has said, but no one underage has come out. So like, if someone underage would have came out by now, he would be in jail or fucking facing some sort of like.
And now he's in Comedy Store Improv jail. That's it.
Exactly. He is. But I'm just saying, like,
now he has to do the Toledo hut and wherever.
No, he's doing fucking theaters and he still has fans. Everyone's
got
still
his fans. Yeah, exactly.
They're super defensive.
They're all pedophiles.
I think he's an asshole. I think he's an asshole personally. Yeah. I know him personally. He stole one of my jokes. So it's like,
God.
But I still think.
Which joke?
It was a joke about my street signs, whatever, like street gang names, whatever. I said Terrebear Street. He said fucking Blue's Clues. That was the difference.
So he's also a thief as well as a
he's a thief.
Pedophile.
And he's an asshole, but he's not a
pedophile. He should come on the show if he's an asshole.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's hard to get proof of him being a pedophile. But there are like, Snapchat conversations with him and teenage girls. Right. Like a lot of them.
Snapchat disappears, though, right?
A lot of them. No, but like.
Yeah, but he already knows that it doesn't disappear now.
It doesn't now?
No,
it doesn't disappear.
Oh, I thought it disappeared.
That's why I love that one clip that you see of him.
It doesn't disappear?
You can look it up.
Disappear?
It doesn't disappear.
Yeah.
Shit, I gotta go. All right, we do have to go because we're going
long. Okay.
All right, guys, this has been fun. The Academy Awards, of course, was super fun. Mm-hmm. Not really, but okay.
Hopefully Dalia will host next year.
Mm-hmm. I hope he does. You know what I mean? He can't get a date at the improv, but he's going to host the Oscars. That sounds right. All right. Well, guys, make sure you follow the podcast at Basshole Show. Follow Rachel D at Rachel D Comedy, and then Rob DeRocha at Robbie DeRocha. And I'm at Doug Bass Comedy if you want to follow me. Subscribe to the podcast. We'll be back next week with another fun show. We'll see you next time. Ciao.
Later.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.